Coach, you had a couple guys shoot under par today. Can you just talk about the last round that they had?
Well, Alex Goggard certainly came to play today after a really disappointing final 36 hole round yesterday. 69 was a really good score, and he finished the way that we talk about finishing as a team, with three straight birdies to round out the tournament. And then Tyler Loewenstein played a great round of golf today. Unfortunately, he finished with bogey on the last, with a layup that ended up going into the bunker. But 70 was a really good score. He certainly has solidified himself as a solid member of this team and, someone that's going to contribute, I think, week in and week out.
Finishing tied for fifth overall, can you just talk about how the both days went?
Yeah, we certainly have gained momentum throughout the weekend. And I think the first day, we played exactly how I thought we would. Today, we played really well at times, and I think our first nine holes kind of got us into some contention out there. And we didn't finish it quite the way that we wanted to as a team, but we're going to grow from this experience. And like I had said before, we need some practice, and we just need some time with some of the freshmen that are going to be playing in our lineup. And I think that going forward, we're gonna kind of minimize the mistakes, capitalize on some of the opportunities, and just make sure that we're trying to make bogey out there when maybe double is more apparent.
Gopher Invitational held at Windsong for the first time. Can you just talk about how it went?
Windsong Farm was an amazing host. Certainly we have one of the finest college golf tournaments in the country, and Windsong Farm has only done everything they possibly can to step that up. And Windsong Farm, the golf course itself, Scotty Hines and his staff did a wonderful job. The golf course is firm and fast this week. The green speeds were great, and it really felt like a USGA event, which is something that we don't see every week in college. And by that, I think with 4-under as a team score, one of the top teams in the country, New Mexico, just showed how difficult the golf course can play.